This week was supposed to be the start of a new school year in Houston. Harvey forced the school district to delay opening by at least a week. And today the district said all students will eat meals for free during the coming school year. Richard Carranza is the school superintendent, and he joins us now. Thanks for being with us.
Thanks for having me, Ari.
Classes are scheduled to resume this coming Tuesday, September 5th. Do you think that's going to happen?
It's 50-50 right now. We're still out doing a survey of all of our facilities. We have just under 300 buildings that are school buildings in our district. We have 216,000 students and 31,000 employees. We've only been able to get to about 45 of those buildings to do assessments because the rest of them are just flooded. The neighborhoods are flooded and we can't get to them.
Yeah. And if some of the buildings are damaged and others are not, do you have plans that you could, you know, potentially open some schools but not others, double up? What sorts of things are you considering?
Yeah, so we have multiple Gantt charts based on multiple scenarios. So everything from just delaying the entire start of the school year for another week or a couple weeks and get as many buildings up and running as we can to having a rolling start to the school year where we'll open a portfolio of schools on one day and then maybe the next week as we've prepared another group of schools. We've also looked at hub schools so that if we have enough facilities so that we can move students from damaged campuses onto one facility while we repair that facility. Multiple scenarios that we're working through, but the key is going to be to actually understand the scope of the damage to our buildings before we can make an announcement on the start of school.
I know that about 3/4 of the kids in Houston public schools come from economically disadvantaged families. There's probably going to be even more financial strain on those families now that they're dealing with the consequences of the storm. Is that the reason the school district is offering free meals in the coming year? And what other steps are you thinking you might take?
Yeah, so that's important because the last thing we want parents to worry about is how are they going to get money for students to eat. So we have been working on a plan to go district-wide, but unfortunately, you know, you never waste a good crisis. This has allowed us to actually expedite that plan, and we're very grateful to the Department of Agriculture and the state of Texas Department of Agriculture to support us in that. But the other thing that we're working on concomitantly with the assessment of our facilities, Ari, is that once we do start school, we know that students will have suffered trauma just by going through this event. So we're actually finalizing a comprehensive plan for crisis counselors for all of our students in our schools. But knowing that our school first responders, our teachers, our nurses, our counselors have also undergone trauma, we're working with the Council of the Great City Schools, which are the 60 largest urban school districts in America, and our sister school districts across the country are identifying crisis counselors in their school districts. So when and if the need arises, we can have our colleagues from across the country come and help support not only our students as they come back to school, but also our teachers and counselors, our caregivers.
I know that after Hurricane Katrina, a lot of students came to Houston from New Orleans, and that presented some challenges for the schools in Houston. Were there lessons you learned from that experience?
Oh, yeah. So we're actually, as part of the Council of the Great City Schools, a lot of superintendents that have experiences during Katrina. So we are actually talking, and I'm getting a lot of advice about what we should be thinking about and what should we be doing. So the two biggest things that people have told me that have been through it is, number one, just accept the fact that there's going to be chaos for a while because the city's going to be in chaos, but the district that's a microcosm of the city is also going to be in chaos. So just accept it's going to be chaotic. And number two, serve the students in the best way you can. So don't worry so much about getting every facility up and running. If you've got a facility that's in good shape and you can move other students from a facility that's not in good shape and move them to that facility and serve them well, do what you have to do to serve the kids immediately in front of you. And, you know, that's great advice because you kind of want to fix everything at once.
Can you tell me about any of the stories you've heard or things you've seen firsthand from your students or teachers that reflect the kinds of challenges that lie ahead?
Yeah, so we know of, I know personally of one of our teachers who she and her husband lost everything. They lost their home that they had just purchased. She lost all of her teaching materials, so they lost all of their clothing, and they were in a shelter, and they've been taken in by a colleague of theirs. I know for a fact our board president had to be rescued from her home, and she's lost her vehicle and her home and everything. So this storm hasn't discriminated against anyone. Everybody's been touched, and everybody's been touched in a very, very dramatic way. This is a historic event for Houston, And I think it's going to be a matter of time before we're able to get everybody back into a normal state of affairs. But it's an incredibly resilient community.
Richard Carranza is the superintendent of Houston Public Schools. Thanks so much for speaking with us.
Thank you, Ari.